Iran, Daf Yudaf from Rav. Are they going strong still in there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Who's in there?
Okay. It's a boutique.
For the Spitzer Library. Okay, Masnisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. There are Mishnah Arias Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that top line of Yudaf from Rav. 21. The following Bryce, I should say, argues Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who drew a distinction. We had a machlokas history between the rabbis and Bavel and Rabbi Yochanan. Where the rabbis and Bavel held that both, where two people say she was widowed and two people say she wasn't widowed, and where two people say she was divorced and two people say she wasn't divorced, in both these cases, she shouldn't get married, right? But if she get married, she doesn't have to get divorced. She can remain married. Okay, she shouldn't get remarried, but she doesn't get remarried. She doesn't have to get divorced. Rabbi Yochanan drew the distinction. He said, if two people say die, two people say didn't die, so then if she shouldn't get married, but she got married, she can stay married. If two people say she was divorced, two people say she wasn't divorced, then she shouldn't get married. If she gets married, she can't stay remarried. She has to dissolve the marriage. And the reason being that in the first case, the Eidim are much more concerned to tell the truth, because if the guy comes, it demonstrates that they were liars altogether, because they said he was dead. In the second case, even the guy comes and says, I didn't divorce her, so it's their word against his word, and therefore they might be brazen enough to lie under that situation. Okay? So the fine Bryce seems to argue, Rabbi Yochanan, the Schneimer in this base, two people say that this woman was taken captive, Vitohera. Despite that, she remained tar. In other words, her captors did not rape her. Ushtaim in Nishbe, she was taken captive, Tmeya, and her captors raped her. Lotino say she may not get married to a Kohen, obviously. Bini says if she didn't get married to a Kohen, Lotino say she doesn't have to get divorced. Rabbi Yosef, so in this case we see that she doesn't have to get divorced. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we should apply the principles he said before and say that she should have to get divorced, because there's no way of the Eidim can never be absolutely disproved, so therefore maybe they will be brazen enough to tell a lie. So Rabbi Yosef said no. Here he lays down a principle. Since these guys say she remained chaste, and these guys say that she was raped, it's the same thing as if these two say she was taken captive, and these say she wasn't taken captive. And in this case, we allow ourselves to be guided by her say-so. Now, this is a very interesting thing, that in certain cases, we say we're guided by what she says, we accept what she's saying. Now, the Pnei Moshe says here that this is a special leniency by Shvuya, by a woman who's taken captive. And indeed, the Bavli also has special leniencies by women who are taken captive. But we're later on, I would like to cast dispersions on this Pnei Moshe, because later on this evening, in a few minutes, we'll see cases where even beyond captives, we also seem to give her certain rights to make assertions, which we shall follow. The question is where we do and where we don't, but we'll leave that for now. Okay? Shnaiman Iskacha. What's a two say she got married? Shnaiman Iskacha. Two says she didn't get married. So what's her status in that case? Okay, it's not a question whether she got divorced. Now it's a question whether she got married. Rabbi Yonah Madam Lil Chalovim. Rabbi Yonah says it's like forbidden fats. Ilu Shnaiman Ploni Ochal Chalov. Two people say so and so ate forbidden fat. Ushnaiman Lil Ochal Chalov. Two people say he didn't eat forbidden fat. Shema Inam Maivi Oshim Toli Misavik. Does he not have to bring an Oshim Toli? Right, a questionable lashon, lest he take eat the fat. The call year two, he didn't get mitzvah. Let's make him give a get because of the suffix. Maybe take is married to her. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, "Lo to damnine tam to damnino lechalavim." Do not draw a comparison between this and forbidden fats, because by forbidden fats, she can't feel Omar libo nogdeni. Even if he just said, "My heart feels guilty." Maybe Ashim Toli, you can bring an Ashim Toli. So Ashim Toli can be brought at the drop of a hat, but it's not so simple to say that you require a get. Getting cost money. It's not so easy that's not why. But it's not so simple to say to you, mechayiv him to give a get. So therefore here it's not necessarily parallel. Says the Gemara, Masnisa five Bryce seems to argue Rabbi Yosi. So Shnayim in the Scratch, two people say she was married. Shnayim in the Lord is Scratch, so two people say she wasn't married. Lotina say? It says she shouldn't get married. According to Rabbi Yossi, why shouldn't she get married? We said it's not like Oshim Toli, so therefore she must not need a get. So therefore, why shouldn't she get married to somebody else? But same will plead Rabbi Yona. The senator, the other bride, argues Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says that she needs a get. The other bride says, Im Nisei, says the word missing here, Lo Teitse, she doesn't have to get divorced from her second husband. Why not? According to Rabbi Yona, she needed a get in order to get, in order to get remarried. So if she didn't get the get, so she should have to dissolve her second marriage. Rabbi Yona said, or my mother, Ramona said, Nah, wrong. Would Rabbi Yossi or Martina say? Rabbi Yossi never said that she could get remarried even without a get. For Rabbi Yona, mind, Rabbi Yona did not say, Im Nisei Teitse, that if she does get remarried, she has to get divorced immediately. They're only schmoozing. They weren't drawing absolute parallels. Already it said it's lo to that man al-chalovim. Don't say it's precisely like chalovim. Shekain, I feel omar libi nokteni, because by chalovim even just said I feel guilty. Maybe Osher Toli brings an Osher Toli. So every said there's no precise comparison, but it could be he still would require a get over here. Even though Osher Toli is much more easy to bring. Maybe here he requires a get nonetheless. And vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda said, well, he should give a get, because two people said the marriage was valid. Maybe he holds that, nevertheless, if she didn't get a get, she still is allowed, and married somebody else, she still is allowed to remain married to that second person. So the parallels are not complete enough that we should be able to ask a question or infer a question from one brisa, from a brisa on these two amoraim. Okay? Now, next Mishnah. Oh, it's a great Mishnah. By the way, it was I prepared today. I have to tell you, it hit me today. We're talking not in Yavamas. I'm he likes Yavamas, so I hard to, hard, it's difficult to say this. But it was just preparing today. It just went smoothly. It was so easy. What?
We will be in about another week.
Yeah, I know. That's what frightens me. Okay. I can't win. This Torah, Kodesh Baruch gave us, is a tough one. It says that Hashem owes la moyitei. Hashem gave Am Yisrael a tough Torah. Okay. Why is Shem Oksav Yadeinu was there? The witnesses who say that this is our signature. Avo Anusimayinu, but we were compelled to sign this document. Ketanimayinu, we were minors when we signed the document. Suleidus, you know, we were postulatus because we were related at the time. Harel and their money, they're believed to say they're credible, they're given credit to render the document puzzle, right? Email Shaynim Shoksayim, however, the Shtar can be verified independently, right? There are independent witnesses that this is their signature. Or Shoksayim Yoda Yotzi Mokamacha, or even there aren't witnesses. Rather, we can verify that this is their signature by comparing it to other documents which they are known to have signed, and in their money, they're not believed. Tani, we learned to the Brice of Chene, Edom Shehidu, Men Tomei Latar. Witnesses who testified about matters of Tuma and Tara, Ben Lerachik, to cause somebody to become apostle, Lekarav, to cause somebody to become kosher, Ben Lesa, to cause some substance to become forbidden, Ben Lat, to cause some substance to be permitted, Ben Leschus, for merit, Ben Lechova, for demerit, Achulo Nechgro Edusim Basin, before they are cross-examined Basin, Amru Mevadimayin, if they would say we are fooling around, or another gear some Mevudimayin, that we were compelled to say falsehood, so we accept what they say. I read in that morning they accepted their belief to cancel their original testimony. However, a very famous principle, Mishneh Nechrei Dusa Basin, once they're cross-examined in court, if they said we were lying before, they're not believed. Principle, Kaven Shehigid! Once they said testimony, Shuv Eino Choser Umagi, they can't renege on their testimony. They can't change what they said. Okay? Says the more further, Hey, no Minksa, Reb Shimon Lokish, Amber, Reb Shimon Lokish, that's also Eidim Al Chosumim Al Ashtar, that if they, that even further, if witnesses are signed in a document, they commission accurate dusim basin as if their testimony has been cross examined in court, and therefore they cannot renege from what they said in the document. So, Hey, no Minksa, Yodenu, what, What if they say this is our signatures? Vacher means ksav yadonu. And others say this is their signatures. So then, they cannot change whatever it says in the document, because since they're the independent corroboration of the document being signed by them, so therefore they're not believed to say anything about what it says there anymore. Rather, we accept the with testimony as it says it verbatim. Rabbi Yisrael said, "Masis Amar Ken." Our Mishnah says that it says, "Mikenu Yesh Enim Shul Ksav Yodam." If this is their independent verification that this is their handwriting, Oshir Ksav Yodam Yotzim Okamachri, either by testimony or by handwriting analysis, and in their mind they're not believed to make a deal here. Veirom Yiksav Yadenuhu Vacher Momrim Hem Yiksav Yadenuhu. They say it is our document. We did sign it. Acherim and others say, "Eino ksav yodam." They didn't sign it. Amona said, "Nasa kishtar shekorolav aror." It's like a star in which there was a foul called and not resolved. So technically, they're in limbo, right? When limbo means we do not rip up the star because it might be good. We do not use the star to collect because it might be bad. Period. Now going on the end of the Mishnah, so where it says that Eino will say that this is your their handwriting, or the item which was whose signatures can be verified based on another document. So what is the other document which bases that their signatures can be verified? So I'm Rabbi Asi, as he said, Uvad Shabishtar Shakur Nikro Lov Arar, another document on the basis of which you verify the signatures must be a document which was challenged in court. People challenge it. The sky based and based and sustained. So therefore, it's a valid source of signature analysis. Rabbi Lezimar, no. Even if Lodi sky based, if it was to say another court, we assume that it is a legitimate star, and we do it by analysis and comparison. Amar Yehuda said, you know why? Time with Rabbi Lezer is the reason Rabbi Lezer came at Shulso can do some bebehayim lios chasumim b'shtar, since it's consistent that these witnesses sign in several shtaras and they're all similar, even if it wasn't a shtar which was tested in court, that's commission echo reducing a basin. It's as if they've been cross examined in court and therefore accept their testimony, and that's the end of that. Rav Chana Amar lemeidim misaver mu.
My only question is,
yes,
this is really a principle promulgated by Rish Lakish. This is really an unheroic principle.
Sure.
It's not Tanoid.
Not that I'm aware of. In the Bin Bavli also, it's Rish Lakish's statement.
Is it really?
Yeah. Okay. Rav Chana Amar, made him say for Muga. Fascinating thing. If you can tell a person's signature by looking at the Sefer Torah he wrote, because you can tell the style of his handwriting, so that also is a source of verified kind of signature. Only, however, can go on Elon Dummer, they say, Sifroi D'Asi. Oh, this is a book written by Asi the scribe. In other words, we know that Sefer Torah. Uv Elon Igarta Tzrichin. But if it's just a letter, not a full Sefer Torah, and also we're not 100% sure he wrote it, so then we can't extrapolate from that from a letter, or we don't know whether we can or not. So it means it remains a question. Even Rabbi Lezer said we can verify based on unchallenged documents. It's only Bilvad Shlosha Shtar Shlosha B'Neyadam, that the handwriting sample, meaning the document which is signed, has to, which are used to verify the signatures, have to be done on three separate stars of three separate people. Okay? So you have to find three incidences in order to sustain the signatures. Says more further. Rav Chunah b'shem Rav said, now the Gemara to the Mishnah, the Gears is obviously messed up. It's quite obvious it's messed up, but I'm just going to do minimal tikkunim because you can get the gist of it even without doing major work, even though it's obvious it needs major work. Says Mar, Rav Chunah b'shem Rav said, "Nemoni ma'edim lomar." Witnesses are believed to say shtar amona, that the document they signed was a shtar amona, meaning it was written for a loan which might potentially take place but never actually took place. So it's written in forecast of a loan, but it wasn't actually for a loan. Or star pusitim. A star pusitim is actually a star where the document is actually not valid at all. There was no loan and no intent to make a loan. But the guy who was written as a creditor wants to make a splash in the world as if he's got a lot of money to toss around. So therefore they write him a document claiming that he actually made a loan, even though he never actually made a loan. So these are both false documents. One is a document written in anticipation loan. The other is a document written for a loan which will never take place, but they're false documents, right? They're obviously false. So can one, is a witness believed to say, this star which we sign is a star amon or a star pasim? Or we say, like, ain't a dumb Macy Matsuma Russia, we don't believe you did such a dastardly deed as to sign of such a document, right? So it says, I've got to be shame, Rav said, Amon, I'm believed to say, star amon or star pusitim, it's one of these false documents. Now, here throw in the words, Mao Polik, from the next line. What does Rav argue in himself? The Rav Amar, Rav says, also lachtoim b'shtar amonim b'shtar piyusim. And also, you're not allowed to sign them. So how can we believe them? If they say that they signed b'shtar amonim b'shtar piyusim, they're making themselves a shoyim, that they transgressed. So we can't believe it, they just say this. And I'm Rav Shem Rav, and so how do we have the people say the name of Rav? Nemonim ein lomar, the witnesses are believed to say, b'shtar amonim b'shtar piyusim piyutitusimu. How can they believe to say Milsad Rab? Please, I'm Milsad Rab. Rab is contradicting himself. Amri Chagai says lo, and here there's a very interesting distinction. He says lo. It's Mamish splitting hairs. Lo, the Rab. First, they make fun of us. Lo, the Rab Amar Asur Lachtum. He never says Osir to write. El Osir Lekayim. You're not allowed to leave it in your house. You're allowed to write it. You're just not allowed to leave it extant. So therefore, their belief to say that they signed the Shtar Munder Shtar Pasim. Because that's not the Rishus. The Rishus is leaving it in the house. So who's the Rosh here? Not them. The Mal, the legend Malve. So that's what it says. El Osakai Kadosh, it says, Im Oven Biotchev, an evil thing is in your hand, Archikeu, distance it from yourself. Zeshtar Amona, that's a document for a potential loan. Ushtar Putisim, and a document for a loan which never took place. Pashke Balechav Law, do not leave in your tent a bad thing. Zeshtar Peru, a document which has already been paid up and you have not returned to the borrower. So it's interesting that Bavli and Yushamia argue this. The Bavli doesn't distinguish between writing and leaving your house. It doesn't split that hair. So going to Bavli, Eidim Ataka, not believed to say Amona Oyudibrayim. They're not believed to say Sayyid Star Amona Star Basim, because that would make them Rishoyim. And we ain't no dumb Macy Matsum Russia. A person can't do say about himself something which imports that he's to Russia. It's only Ushami which draws a distinction between writing, which is technically okay, and sustaining, which is not okay, that they're believed to say that they actually wrote an improper star.
So you see, the Ushami probably does hold ain't no dumb Macy Matsum Russia too. That's what they have resorted to.
Yeah, they probably do hold it, even though it's not expressed here properly. Right.
Well, the question is, who's the Russia? Is it the Aedim that wrote
right.
The star or the person that tried?
No, in a Chanami, but were it the Aedim, were the Rishoyim, then we wouldn't accept what they're saying. But we do accept the principle, we don't know the application here is not applied. Okay. Zelmer Ksav Yodi, each one says, this is my handwriting. Zelmer Ksav Yodi, Zek Ksav Yodi Shul Chaveri. Each Aed signed the star. One says, this is my handwriting, and that's my friend's handwriting. And the other says, that's my handwriting, that's my friend's handwriting. I really don't have money to believe, then the document is sustained. Each one says, this is my handwriting. Each one testifies on his own, but not on his friend's. So now how much testimony do you have on each signature? Only one. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda knows, he says, they need a third guy from the marketplace to testify with each one of them that it's their signature. And that makes two. They don't need somebody else to join with them. If the witness himself comes to court and says, this is my signature, and I testify to this document, so he doesn't need another witness to verify his signature. If two strangers are verifying, because the witness is not around, he died or he left, then you need two. But if the guy himself can verify, you only need one. Says the Gemara, Lomanitzecha. Why do we need the beginning of the Mishnah? Where it says, if I testify, it's my document, my signature, and the other guy's signature, and he testifies in his signature and my signature, that that's not good. It's obvious. That is good. Sorry. Lomanitzecha the Rebbe. No, the Chiddush quotes the Rebbe. Even though he holds each got testified to his own signature, need a third party. He concedes shade and money that each one is believed on the other one's signature. Rabbi Zera said, Tani Miksuvis base Rav. We learned the Miksuvis as learned in the house of Rav, Dive Rebbe. According to Rebbe, and this is in the Bavli as well. Alashtar. According to Rebbe, witnesses testify that the document is correct. And therefore, you need two witnesses on each signature, right? According to Chachon, the Rebbe can make our Miller testify on the facts specified in the document. And therefore, you only need two witnesses altogether. You see that machlokas? If you're testifying on the shtar, so you need two witnesses on each signature, because the shtar is an independent entity. You're testifying on the aid who signed on the shtar, so each aid needs two witnesses on his veracity. But if they're testifying like Rabbanan say, not on the veracity of the shtar, but on the facts in the shtar. So we need to aid him on the facts, and each aid testifies through his signature. He has an affinity, and he testifies on the fact laid out in the shtar. Okay, so Rav Chuda said, it's a catch. Ushi Zochay Dusso, he's got to remember his testimony. Meaning when he sees a signature, he can't just say, well, I don't know what it says, but that's my signature. He's got to remember that there actually was such a maisa that 15 years ago, Yanko borrowed $100 from Beryl. Okay, he's got to remember that. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Avol Bishayin Azokhe, even though he doesn't remember his testimony, it's still sufficient to have just the two witnesses verify the signatures. Besides Rav Chuda Karebi, and Rav Chuda's going like Rebbe, that he has got to remember his Eidus, because if he doesn't remember his Eidus, then he's testifying the document, and therefore he needs to have two witnesses on each. And Besides Rav Chuda Rabbi Yochanan Karebonin, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they testify on the content of the documents, like Rabbanan, that they don't need separate witnesses, two witnesses each on the signatures. Now, I have actually a note here I wrote the note today, the Big Day Shesh speaks about this, so yeah? Big Day Shesh actually called to Yerushalmi. Even though the Big Day Shesh is not known to have been a Bakhi even Yerushalmi. So it's in any event, I have a little discussion of this, and actually it's a big machlokes in Achronim. When it says according to Rabbi Yochanan, they don't have to remember their testimony. Does it mean they literally don't have to remember a thing about their testimony? Or does it mean they still have to remember a little bit? In other words, that they were reminded by the shtar, even though they didn't remember independently. But after, they still have to be reminded of the incident. So that's a big machlokus, whether they have to be reminded at all, whether they don't have to be reminded at all. Okay, but that's not an issue for today to discuss. But we do pass Rabbi Yochanan that they don't have to remember it, but the question is whether they have to remember a little bit, and Rambam does pass me that they do have to remember a little bit. Anyway, Rabbi Zion, Rav Chuda B'Shem Rav says, now this is a case which is called, in the Bavli, Naki Riva de Mamona Apuma de Chad Sado. That you know sounds like gibberish. What it means is a quarter less than the full amount is coming out on the basis of one witness, and that's no good. Meaning if I testify, there are two witnesses, I testify that my part is correct. I mean, that I was a witness. And then the other witness is not around, so I testify with somebody else in the marketplace that that's his signature. So I'm now actually responsible for 75% of the shtar's effectiveness, right? Because I'm testifying my signature is correct, and I'm half of the testimony which testifies that my friend's signature is correct. So I'm responsible for 75%, a quarter less than the full amount of the document. You understand that? No good. Says much, no good. Says the Gemara again. Rabbi Zira and Rav Chuda B'Shem Rav said, "Who v'acher mit starfin achasimas eda sheni?" But where He and somebody else cannot join up to testify on the second signature. Hey, Chavita, what's the case? One of them recognized his signature, and his friend's signature, and the other signature is not recognized by anyone, which is not literal, of course, because then the shtar wouldn't work. Right? There's only one person from the marketplace who recognized the other signature. So he's got to join with that person. Because need two witnesses on the other signature, because it's not his signature. But Chaver Makiro, another way here it says that his friend, his friend recognizes the signature, friend from the marketplace. Chaver Mahu Sheitzdaifim Echo Min Hashuk. I'm sorry, Chaver Makir Chaver. He, in other words, the guy who signed, recognizes his fellow signature. That's what it means. Can he join the guy who was here, who recognized his own signature and his friend's signature? Can he join the marketplace? Loyal love test by the second signature. So the answer is no, because he is responsible for 75% of the document's effectiveness. And no aid can be responsible for more than 50% of the document's effectiveness. They can be responsible for less. You can have multiple aiding, which draws down the responsibility even lower. But no aid can be responsible for more than 50% of the shtar's effectiveness. It's a fascinating concept. Okay.
Well, I just thought of it because the Gosman Shuk recognizes witness B's signature. He doesn't recognize.
But that's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
The issue is that he shouldn't be 75% possible. We're responsible. Which is a chiddush. Okay, but the Babli holds that too. Says the Gemara, lo tzur chada. That's bush. That's not work. Ella, rather, the question like this. Kshayush time, there are two people signed a document. Echad akom makirin ksav yado. Everybody knows the one guy's signature. Ve'echad ein adam makiro. And the other one, nobody knows. V'chavero makiro. But the other signator does recognize his friend's signature. Chavero, so the other signator, ma'ush kshayas ke'echim in ashu, can it become like one person in the marketplace? Lo'ed alof. In order to testify. His signature everybody recognizes, right? He wants to testify on the other signature.
But no one recognizes.
He does.
So it's the guy from the shuk.
No, he becomes like the guy from the shuk.
Oh, the witness A becomes the guy like the guy from the shuk.
No, because everybody recognizes his signature. There's got to be another witness here. You're right. In a case like this, obviously it's got to be another witness. Everybody knows Reuven's signature. Nobody knows Shimon's signature except for him.
Reuven
and one other guy from the marketplace, Yanko. So can Reuven join with Yanko on the second signature? Now, your question is still 75%.
Yeah.
No, because the first signature, Reuven's signature, everybody knows. So Reuven actually doesn't even have to sustain that. Because everybody knows that's Reuven's signature. In the Bible, it says actually that Reuven should write, in this case, the Gemara gives a practical suggestion. A question whether Yushalmi does agree with the suggestion, the Mashbiach holds Yushalmi does, most of the question whether Yushalmi doesn't. But the Bible says the Reuven should write his name, even if nobody knows him, Reuven should just write his name down now on somebody else's shtar. And then they can confirm it's his signature by comparison without actually asking him. So then he wouldn't be responsible for the 50% of Reuven at all, and there wouldn't be a problem. 75%. Okay, so that's so the Yushalmi doesn't actually bring that down. But now this is the question is how to learn the next part of the Yushalmi. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, trying to learn like who's this? The Mashpiach, I think. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Bios, is that a good psak? Ilush Naim." Oh, wait a second. The Mashbiach, yeah. Okay, I think I made a slight mistake. When it says, At that point, the Gemara would say it doesn't work, because the Gemara doesn't have here the eitzah of the chaspa. It doesn't have the eitzah of putting down his signature on a piece of pottery and comparing it. I'm afraid I confuse you, but let me try and extricate us from this difficulty. Reuven knows his own signature, and he knows half a barrel. He knows Beryl's signature as well. So he can testify in Beryl's signature, right? But he needs another guy from the marketplace. Another guy from the marketplace comes. That's two, right? So they testify in Beryl's signature. The problem is Reuven is also testifying his own signature, right? So that's no good. That's what Yerushalmi thinks, because Nimtzeis Kohenus Miskemes Beit Echad. One guy is sustaining all of the testimony. Not literally all of it, but three quarters of it. It's no good. So as Rabbeinu says, V'ahus, is that good? That you want a pasul? No, not true. I have a way of saving this case. Ilush Naim Shiyotzim Yir Sheruba Goyim. Two people come out of sea, which is primarily Goyim. Kegor Ados Usiso, which is mostly Goyim. Echad Akom Akiri Noiso Shu Yisrael. One of them, everybody knows that he's a Jew. Echad Eno Da Makiro. Nobody knows he's a Jew. Chaver Makiro, his friend, does know. Mao Shiyatzkei Echad Minashu, can he become like one of the people from our place? Loid Alof, that's fine, his friend. Imoim Rad Kein, so if you say that, Lo Nimtzeis Kol Eidus Mitzkemes Beit Echad. It's not a problem, the way the Mashbir writes it, reads his statement. It's not a problem. Why? Because since everybody knows that Reuven is a Jew, you don't need him to testify that he's a Jew. Reuven himself. And so to an anarchist, since everybody knows it's Reuven's signature, even without him writing on a piece of pottery, you don't need testimony that it's Reuven's signature. Not from him. Everybody knows it's Reuven's signature. So therefore, in essence, Reuven is not responsible for his own signature. He's really not responsible for 75%. He's only responsible for 25%. What 25% is he responsible for? Shimon or Beryl's have a signature. Right? And that's okay. And here too, the same thing. And here too, V'kah, here as well. All the testimony is not sustained by one witness, and that's okay. So again, even though it doesn't say the word lo, the Mashbiach throws it in, beginning of the line. They're called Lonim Tzeis Kolayis Miskemes Beit Echad. And the bottom line is, that in fact, the way the Mashbiach learns it, the Baal and Yerushalmi come out agreeing. That it comes out that both of them hold that when you have two witnesses, but one of them can be verified independently, either because everybody knows the signature, or because he'll write on a chaspa, although I don't know if the Yerushalmi actually holds the chaspa thing, but he'll write it on a piece of pottery, and then you'll compare his signature, and that takes him out of the picture as a verifier, so that he can verify the other witness, half of the other witness. You look like you're in pain.
No, it's, I know it looks like it, but I guess what I didn't understand is, how does everybody really know? It's like procedurally, I didn't understand. Short of testimony in Besdin, how can we in Besdin establish that this is his signature without testimony?
It's Anan Sade. I don't even know if you need Anan Sade. Let's say two people come to the base and say, yeah, we recognize it's his testimony.
Then it's time you have.
Yeah.
Then it's not as if. Then
you mamish have other people.
Yes.
Yeah, and okay. I don't know, you're right. That's a good point. I guess it's an Anan Sade, not that they actually come. But it's like, you know, everybody knows if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's signature or Moshe Feinstein's signature. I mean, not that we do.
It's not a good question. It's just like,
yeah.
How do I procedurally work this out?
Procedurally, as a lawyer. Okay. Says therefore, the kolon again at the Mashbiach doesn't work. The kolon means says kolayis miskemei alechad. It's not one witness. It's okay. Rabbi Chaga and Rabbi Zira, but Rabbi Chaga said Rabbi Zira asked the question. It's not eight echad pepef, eight echad b'shtar. If one witness who testifies orally, one witness who testifies in a document, ma'al sheid starfu, do they join together? Says more. What are you talking about? What kind of narish credit is this? Eight echad b'ksav klumu. There's no document with one witness. No such thing. So you can't even, there's no having me that they would join together. So it says, lo chein tzricho. Says, no, this following case is my issue. Kshushnaim, there are two witnesses on the document. However, they're both gone. Matzul kain ksav yodo Shall Rishon, they were only able to verify one of the signatures, and not the second signature. So in that case, do I accept the one signature which is verified? This is a fascinating concept. I have a document which I can't accept both eyewitnesses because only one is verified. Right? Can I accept the one which is verified either to join with an aid bal peh or at least for the purpose of requiring a shvua? That's the next issue. Right? Monabah. Eid echad b'ksav. One with the witnesses is b'ksav. Ma'u zoko b'shvua. Let's not be mitzarefit to the live witness. But on its own, can require shvua. Because normally an eid echad requires shvua. What if the eid echad is in the document? So says more again, eid echad b'ksav klumu. If you have one witness, the document isn't meaningful at all. Lochein tzricha no tev avak. It's true shnayim. We have two witnesses. Matzul kaim k'sav yerosh rishon. You're able to sustain one. Lo matzul kaim k'sav yerosh rishon. And not the other. Do we take the one witness which were sustained, and do we say that it does require a shvua because an eid echad requires a shvua? So a couple of interesting things here. First of all, midoraisa, no document requires kiyum. If you hold, the Rambam holds there's no such thing as a shtar deraisa. Doesn't work. Shtar is all the rabbanan in the Rambam holds. A shtar kinyan works deraisa. Our rei mukudeshesly works deraisa. Our rei saw the zuk knuya. That works. But not a shtar raya. A shtar which attests to something have occurred, that he holds is all the rabbanan. But most of Shonim hold the shtar, it works deraisa. Deraisa also they hold it doesn't require kinyan, it doesn't have to be sustained. The Rabbanan has to be sustained by having the signatures verified. So if that's the case, if you have a document which has two witnesses, only one of which is verified, the right, it's a good shtar. That's why we can have a question. And what about vis-a-vis the Rabbanan? Can it work halfway? In other words, that it can join together with a live aid, or that this can require a shvua? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is not going to resolve this question, of course. I want to point out, however, Tosfos, I don't stand him. Tosfos brings down the Yerushalmi, and then it brings down Ri, who says, anyway, it seems to him that if you have two documents, each one's having one witness, only one witness, you can join them together. It's almost as if Tosfos is arguing with Yerushalmi. I'm not sure. I didn't look at it with enough eon to tell. But it sounds like Tosfos arguing with Yerushalmi, you can have one document, one witness, two documents of that sort, you combine together to make true testimony. It's amazing concept. Okay. Says the Gemara, Kedom. Still like the following case. Aim a common Adam LK Rosh Nankachas. It sounds like they have to see it simultaneously or together, and therefore we cannot accept witnesses to combine together one Baal Peh and one Bichtat. Rabbi Shur Mekorcha Amar, Rabbi Shur Mekorcha says, I feel Rosh Nankachas, and the witnesses do not have to see things simultaneously. They could see one after the other. Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak B'Shem Rav said, "Money Chachon Rabbi Shimon Ben Karcha." Rachachon, you can see Rabbi Shimon Ben Karcha, but you can have witnesses in certain cases consecutively, not simultaneously. Beinu Bechora. If Adam testified that they heard the father identify one of his children as Bechor, and one heard him identify his child as Bechor on Monday, and the other heard him identify his child as Bechor on Tuesday, they joined together. And so to any concession, really, not just by Bechor. If one witness heard Reuven concede that he owes Shimon $100 on Monday, and the other witness heard Reuven concede he owes Shimon $100 on Tuesday, they combine together to say that Reuven owes Shimon $100. Okay? So anytime of this sort, the Adim do join together. Okay? And so to Be'edus, also Be'edus Chazaka. If you have two witnesses on the first year of a chazaka, two witnesses on the second year of a chazaka, two witnesses on the third year of a chazaka, they all combine together. It says, Amara, Rabbi Bob, Hashem, Rabbi said, Ap be'edi simonike. This is also true about Aim that a girl or boy has two hairs now in his bar mitzvah. It says, Amara, Mada, what are we talking about? Shita, it's obvious. Kizze, Zeomer, Shteitzaros, Begabo. This, the two, one witness says, I saw two hairs on his or her back. The Zelmer on the Eurasian state says, but the other one says, I see two hairs on his or her back. But not the same area of the back! And back is not a rule. No, it doesn't mean part of the body. No, it's one says he saw two hairs over here. And the other said he saw two hairs over here. Do they join them together? No. Why not? Because one of them must be lying. Why must one of them be lying? Because they're both looking at the back. And they didn't see hairs in the same area. then they must be lying. Right? Because if they're both in the back, they should have both noticed both sets of hairs. Because they look in the same general vicinity. If they didn't, we can't accept their testimony. Because the odds are one of them is lying. Okay? Now, it could be, you know, it's just a mistaken impression, but the odds are there's a lie involved. Okay? So that's obviously don't accept it. However, what about Echad Omer Ra'isi Sorachat Begabo? Echad Omer Ra'isi Sorachat Bekreso? Oh no, I'm sorry, this is an explanation. I made a mistake. The same thing, it's a continuation. Why is that what it is so true? Because even if Echad Omer Ra'isi Sorachat Begabo, if one witness says, I saw one hair on his or her stomach, or back, Echad Omer Ra'isi Sorachat Bekreso, I saw another hair. The other one says, I saw hair on his or her stomach. Lo klum, they're not mitzdarif. Even though it's legit, they're not contradicting each other because one was looking in the front, one was looking in the back. They're not expected to see the same thing. But we don't join them together. That's right? So, Kolshkate, certainly, Gabo v Gabo, both of them are looking in the back. Then they don't see the same thing. We don't join them together. However, what about Shnaimrim Sarachas, but Gabo Shnaimrim Sarachas? There are two witnesses, each of which testifies in one hair. Yeshua braid Rabbi Simoi. Yoshiah braid Rabbi Simoi. Chayar apostle, one says apostle, Chayar chorim akosher, that says kosher. Madam apostle, he says apostle, Kamei hachatzi simonim. Saloche, dobar velo chatzi dobar. You have to testify the whole thing, not a half thing. This is a half a thing. So she testifies half a thing. Madam akosher, he says kosher, he says, who was? Oh God! Who cares? Shema Nashru? Be real! You think one fell off by the time the other guy saw the one on the other side? They saw him simultaneously. Obviously, they're both at the same time. He doesn't hold this entire concept of Chatzi Dover. He says, why should you possibly say it's no good? So he says, the fellow think one fell off? Baloney.
Yes,
Right, this is Machlokas about the same Machlokas. Echad Omer, however, this case, the next case, is not, I think, in the Bavli. Echad Omer, Ra'isi Shtei Saros Begabo. One says I saw two hairs on the back. Echad Omer, Ra'isi Shtei Saros Bekreso. The other says I saw two hairs on the front. So in essence, they're both testifying a Kudavar Sholim, but in different places are they joined together. Right? Bo Omer, Dibra Kol Kosher. Everybody holds that's okay. For Shteitzach, that's okay. Rabbi Chag Omer, Dibra Kol Posa. Everybody holds it's no good. For Shteitzach, it's no good. Right? What's Rabbi Yossi Omer? Machlokas, they argue about that case. So all possibilities. The previous Mandomri argued about Dover, Lochati Dover. Everybody could agree that they hold this is okay. Everybody agreed they hold it's no good. Everybody could agree that they have a Machlokas. All right, Esu Chagai, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Chagai, for Rabbi Yudan to suffer Kavosi. Wait, what about Rabbi Yudan? He holds like me. Which is that, I forget what he holds, Rabbi Chagai. No, it's not Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Yossi said it's Machlokas. Didn't Rabbi Yehudan hold like me? Some rabbis they said, "Al the Rabbi on a pulling." I argue Rabbi Yehudan's Rabbi, which is Rabbi Ba. Vlokoshke love him. What do I get? Rabbi Yehudan said, "I'm still going to argue on him. He's a student." All right, Rabbi Yehudan said, "Yo, so Rabbi Chagai, nevertheless, he like Rabbi Chagai said." Rabbi Chagai says that everybody holds its puzzle. Why is that? In other words, what? Two witnesses. One says he saw two hairs in the front. The other says he saw two hairs in the back. So everybody agrees it's possible. Why is that? So it says more very interesting. If you have a document which is signed with four signatures, the Kor Lavar, and now it's called into question. Zem Eid al Shnaim. So one witness testifies two signatures are okay, and the other guy testifies that two other signatures are okay. Do we accept their testimony? No, right? Shema klumu? Does it mean anything? It's nothing. Vein kol chasima chasima tzichu shnei edim. Don't you think every signature requires its own two edim? The kod so too kol simen v'simen tzichu shnei edim. Each one of the simen requires two edim, and since you don't got it, you don't join together. Rabbi Chanina, Yolim Mishnei Chazaka. Rabbi Chanina says we do join them together. He learns it from Mishnei Chazaka. What's way learn Mishnei Chazaka? Ilu echad meida shoch l'shana rishona shnia v'shlishis. Oh no, he says it. I'm sorry. He learns that it doesn't work from Chazaka. household. One guy testifies that the fellow was in the field was in there for year 1, 2, 3. The other guy testified that he was in the field for years 4, 5, 6. Shema klumu, you think they joined together? Obviously not. Each year requires two witnesses. Each and every siman requires two edim, otherwise it doesn't work. But if you had two edim on one hand in the back and two edim one hand in the front, it might work. Then now we had a machlokas dover, a chati dover. But if you have one eid on two ears in the back, and one eid on two ears in the front, everybody knows that doesn't work. That's simply nothing. And saying it's true by chazaka, if you have two eidim on each ear, then it might not work. It's only when you have one eid on 3 years, another eid on different 3 years, that it doesn't join together. Okay, Aisha Sharma, Aisha Zisha, you see, a woman who says, I was married, Ugrushani, and now I'm a divorced. That meant she's believed. Shapesh Osar, Peshiter. The mouth which forbade it is the mouth which permits it. Okay? Vimi Eshadim, she Aisha Zisha, if there are witnesses that she was already married, Vilmez Gushani, and she says divorced, Aina Nemesh Tapli, because no Pesh Osar, Peshiter, right? Because we knew she was married independently. Tani, we learned, Imish Nisis Boed. She already got married. And then Aiden came and said, one second, she was never divorced. So then, I raised the locate, say she doesn't have to get divorced. Rav Chuna, Rav Chanina took it a step further. Tarvei and Amrin, they said, Lo Sotov Rishnisha is not only when she gets married, that if Aiden comes and said she never got her first divorce, then she doesn't have to get divorced now. Alpil threw a basin Linose. Once basin allowed her to get remarried, that's enough. We don't open the court to new witnesses to come and undermine the answer we gave her. It was a fascinating concept.
What happens if the first husband comes, shows
doesn't up? Doesn't matter. Because we still say it was divorced to prove it otherwise. Because the first two witnesses determine it. Where it's death and the husband shows up, so obviously it was a lie. That's all sugi nevamis. But where it's a divorce and the husband shows up, we still say they were divorced. Okay? So it says more. Now this, by the way, is unique to the Yerushalmi. The Balbi does not say this. The Balbi says by a Shvuya, and that's the case we'll have tomorrow, Mirzushem. A Shvuya, a woman who was taken captive, and two witnesses came and said she remained Tar, and then she married a Kohen, and then two witnesses came and said she became Tameh, we don't accept the second set of witnesses. But that's because Shvuya is a much lighter answer. It's only just a Kohen, right? It's only just a Rabbanan. But the Balbi does not go so far as to accept this by divorce. And by divorce, we should say that the two witnesses come later on that we don't accept them anymore. Nevertheless, that's Yushami. Ba'adah, like a case like this. Chara'ito, there was a certain woman, Asis Gabriel, she said, I was married for Grushani and I got divorced. Me too, and they let her got remarried because of Pesha Asa Peshitir. Me then Afkas, when she left, Armin lay, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Hareyadeh Balut, she has witnesses in Lod who knew she was married. So ever she has no Pesha Osir Peshitir. Armin said, Kachani Omer, I say, Afiladeh Ksusnon. I think Ksusnon should be really Kesarin. There's even your witnesses were very close to Tveria. Kesarin is very close, just across the Kinneret, right? Tamti wanted to wait till the witnesses come. Right now she's got a Pesha Osir Peshitir. Right now, we give her credibility. What happens later on, we're not concerned. Amrei Serbun, similar, it's a similar, different tradition. Train of Dinav, there were two cases like this. Echor Amin Le Arei Deb Lud, one case he said the witnesses are Lud, the Echor Amin Le, the other one they said Arei Deb Kesarin, the witnesses are Kesarin, like it says here. V'chein, v'chein Ava Amar Lon, so he said, sounds like Ksusan is even closer than Kesarin. Tantin, you wanted to wait, we don't make her wait. Like what you said. Rabbina asked, what if a woman says, I was Asian Zish, and I was divorced in New York? Nobody got divorced in New York that day. So, Machishne Noso. In that case, he said, they undermine her testimony. We don't believe her in that case to say she was divorced. Because even though she named the place, and we know there are no divorces there, tough on her. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yossi said like this. Arma Eishan Yishan says she was married. This guy she mogul put him also b'yom had gotten divorced in so-and-so place in that day. Vov arma this guy she mogul complaining. And two being witnesses came and said there's a woman divorced in so-and-so place. Vov shtayim v'arma in lo'nis guy she mogul complaining. Nobody got divorced in so-and-so place. Krihichish edus b'soch edus. The testimony is internally contradicted. But after she said she was divorced, right? So she already got her Pesha Aser Pesha Yiter before the Adam came. She said she's married divorced before the Pesha Aser came. On Chaim Mipia. So we jump back in time to before the Adam came when he gave her Pesha Aser Pesha Yiter. It's a fascinating case. So if she had a Pesha Aser Pesha Yiter, which is then undermined by a clash of Adam, we remove the Adam, we go back to the Pesha Aser Pesha Yiter. That works. Okay, similarly, Hayom Amra Eshes Ish Raisi. Woman says, today I'm an Eshes Ish. Lamach Amra, the next Ish says, Grushani, now I'm divorced. Armelos, so we say to her, Esmol Amar Tochet. Yes, so he said this. Vyom Dein Amar Tochet. Chenam, Chen. Today you say this, make up your mind. Armelos, so she says, this case is Bavli too. She says, you know why I say it was not that I was married yesterday? Nekasha preaching because I had unsuitable suitors. Prutzim, show you Boyle is Davigli who came to have relations with me. So I lied and said I was married. Rabbi Amishim Rabbi Ila said, became a Chevia Masli, the verse which gives a reasonable excuse for why she said she was married. Then man, she's believed. Kiadon is Allah Lamaisa very much. Shmuel Boy is Takukli to say Shmuel wanted to have relations with his wife. I don't know how this case got into the Gemara. It's in the Bavli too. I'm not sure how we know about this case. But anyway. No, I guess the rabbi snitched. Shmuel by Zagugli, they say, what happened to his wife? I'm late to Meani. They didn't have the headache excuse back then. She said, I'm Anita. Lamachar, I'm late. And the next day she said, okay, we can fool around tonight. Torah, tonight I'm Torah. Amrle, so she said, how can you be? Ask more of my Tamea. Yomadei Torah. Yes, they said, you're Torah, today you're Torah. Amrle, she said, Lohavas Bechali. I didn't have the strength last night. I shot last night. So Shaila's, well, can he believe it tonight? So Shaila Rav, he went to ask the Rav. Amalisa said, he came and Shavia Masla the Varan, and she had a good excuse. You believe her and you accept the excuse, and that's where we pass in Halacha L'Maaseh.